a sprinkle of some rain happening in parts of the province. Overall, though, we should see a fairly nice day today as we watch what's happening just province over to the west from us. Jasper residents allowed to return to their homes on Friday. This will be the first time a lot of them since that fire, which hard to believe it's almost been a month, but since that devastating fire ripped through that community and that area, this will be the first time that a lot of them will be able to walk up to their property and inspect the damage. They did do a couple of bus tours through there so that they could visually see what they were coming to. But they're, you know, they're really putting the onus on the residents to determine, just because they're being allowed to return to their homes in the community on Friday, they need to determine whether it's safe or comfortable for them to stay in their homes. They're asking people to make sure they come with enough supplies that would last them for 72 hours, things like food, drinking water, medication, those types of things. But lots of work to rebuild there, and certainly we've been sending lots of love and support to our friends, not just people that live in the area, but lots of people choose Jasper as a destination. Some 25,000 people ended up being evacuated with those wildfires that happened about a month ago. Well, I'm always happy when I can do regular check-ins with friends of mine. And this time it was awesome because Ray Orb and the SARM crew just said, "Hey, we're coming to see you at 9:30. Make sure you're ready." It was just kind of a, "We're coming. We've got something we want to chat about." So I'm happy to say this morning, I've got Ray Orb, the president of the Saskatchewan Association of Rural Municipalities, joining me in studio, and Bill Huber here as well, the SARM vice president, interim division 6 director. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Good Ray, morning. Good morning.
Ray, what is going on? First of all, are we harvesting in your neck of the woods?
Well, just starting, yeah. We have a few farmers that have just begun harvest. But overall, around the province, there's actually, you know, a few acres that have been taken off already. And if it hasn't been there, they're, you know, in the queue to take some crop.
I was going to say, I saw a number 4 or 5% already harvested in the province. I know a lot of that is in maybe the southwest part of the province, but it seems early, Bill. You guys are up around the Lipton area there. Many combines in the field yet?
Yeah, there's a few combines going yesterday. I seen one neighbor was doing barley. They're just starting. And a couple other guys were doing some peas, and we've sprayed peas already. And it's just days away. We're working hard to get combines up.
That intense heat that we got there in July, I think, turned things very quickly. I was shocked at midsummer driving to Abernethy, my neck of the woods. You could see crops were already turning mid-July. So, yeah, there's some, that heat had an effect for sure.
Yeah, it did take a little bit of the yield away, I think. We won't have that. That bumper that we were expecting.
Well, we had so much rain. I mean, it was one of those years where we were excited. Finally, we got some moisture tables and levels are up, but hey, that's farming. I've been in this industry enough to know that's farming. And then let's throw a rail strike in just for the heck of it and see where things end up there.
Yeah.
Have you guys taken a position or talked about that, Ray?
Actually, yeah, we wanted to talk a little bit more about that this morning, but definitely we are concerned about that as we are whenever there is an impending strike in our rail services. And so we've asked the federal government to consider making rail service grain delivery an essential service, and we haven't had headway on that yet.
You know, I think that's a good point, Ray, and I talked about it. We had took some callers from different places in the province, and, you know, the essential service conversation can be split among some, but it's not about deeming all rail workers essential, but let's understand that some of them that transport grain, the importance that that plays, and that's what you're saying. It's not a blanket essential service designation for rail workers, but those that handle grain is what you're talking about.
Definitely the people that handle grain. And so a lot of people have to understand, if they don't, that farmers rely on this. This is their livelihood. And so there are a lot of issues associated with the fact that you can't deliver your grain, you can't pay your bills, you can't pay your taxes to the RM. You actually have a tough time because of this. But also what has to be considered, it's a reputation. Canada's reputation worldwide is being tarnished every year, every time there's a strike, and that has to stop.
And, I mean, we talked about it on the show this morning. Countries that rely on Canada for its exports, if they can't get them here, they're going to try and find them somewhere else. And so it hurts us on both ends, I would suggest. So, Ray, you have popped into this studio, whether it was John Gormley hosting the show, now me, you've been in here a couple of times. What do we owe the pleasure today?
Well, I think it's to allow me some time just to make this announcement this morning about myself stepping down. I'll be stepping down from the SARM Board of Directors. I've been in that position since 2004, and since 2015, I've been the SARM president.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe now it's the time for me to start slowing down and to think about retirement. I'm not sure what that is exactly going to look like. I've got a family. I've got a wife that's, stood behind me for a long time. And we have children, and we have grandchildren, too. And so I'm not saying I won't do something else in the future, but definitely SARM is something that I look favorably on. I'm a little reluctant to say that I'm sorry that I'm stepping down, because I think it's actually my time. Everyone is only popular for so long, and I think that's the stage I'm at now.
Well, Ray, this is big news. Did you sign off on this bill?
I did.
Oh, you approved this.
Unfortunately,
I did.
Yeah.
So this is big news, Ray. You have done this job for a long time, as I said, 9 years. In fact, you and I had the ability to bump into each other at different events through the years back when I was still with the police service. And I think you've done an incredible job for SARM. You've been a great advocate for rural municipalities, which I hold very near and dear to my heart in this province. And I think you've been a great voice for it. But I know what you're saying on the timing thing, right? There's always that sweet spot where no one can know better than you when it seems like the right time. And you had announced earlier this year that you weren't planning on seeking re-election, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And also in my home RM, the RM of Cooper, I won't be running again. So I've announced that publicly as well. The terms, you need to be an elected official in your municipality to stay on the SARM board.
So right.
That's the reason for the timing.
Right. So, Bill, you'll be stepping into this role then?
Yes, I will. I guess Thursday is the official day, and I look forward to that. And, I have big boots to fill. I've got a leader that's leaving us, and he's done an excellent job over the years, and I've worked very closely with him. I've known Ray for a number of years.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm from Lipton, and Ray's a...
That's a friendly rivalry right there.
Town of Cupar.
I was going to say, Lipton Cupar, for sure.
With hockey.
So we've been neighbors most of our lives,
Yeah.
So, and friends.
Well, and I think that's the strength of the SARM board is your group does work together very well, very cohesive. We've seen it through the years. What would you say, Ray, if you look back over not just your time as president, but your time on the board, what are some of the big accomplishments you're most proud of?
I think the thing that stands out, and I just want to clarify, the role of president is made to be a lot easier if you have a good board and great staff. And I've had the fortunate luck to have both. But the thing that really stands out, one of them, is the education tax on farmland. And so going back prior to 2004, before I became director, this was an issue in rural Saskatchewan, because if you recall, there was an inequity. So the price of farmland was pushing up the cost of farmers paying their municipal taxes on education tax. That's the way it's based and still is today.
Right.
The difference was, in those days, the school boards levied the education tax. So there was so much disparity between one school district to another that SARM felt that this should be looked at, because farmers were, I think it really held back rural Saskatchewan to the point where many people couldn't afford to continue to pay their taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So the province, when the government changed in 2007, the government started looking seriously at that and actually did some really good comparisons. And to this day, we actually are saving a lot of money on the education tax, because it's based on ability to pay. In some cases, if farmers have a bad year, we have some tax tools that we're able to use. We can look at the province to set the education tax mill rate, but it's fair, and it's fair for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Both you and Bill referred to relationships and the importance of having a good team working together, but those relationships extend out to other partners. I know SARM and SUMA work together in many ways. The province, whether it's the provincial government, how important has that been through your years, Ray, to continue to, in some cases, maintain relationships, in other cases, maybe build new relationships that might not have existed to begin with?
Well, you know, Suma has been an ally of ours in many cases. Actually, the education tax was one of them.
Right.
Because they could see the difference. And, of course, this that did affect people and still does in small towns and villages, too. So, and it, actually, school boards were an ally of ours at that time. But those relationships, I think, have been ongoing. We've had closer relationships, you know, in the past, and then we had years where it wasn't so good. But we always try to maintain a basic idea that if we needed to go to the government together, and we have, to lobby for a change, we went together.
Right. Ray Orb is one of my two guests in studio, president of the Saskatchewan Association of Rural Municipalities. I've got Bill Huber here, SARM vice president. We're going to take a quick break. You guys are good to stay right till the top of the hour. Yeah. I want to talk a little bit more about some of the other initiatives that you've got going, and maybe, Bill, some of the things that you see on the horizon here as Ray's stepping out of this position. You're stepping in. I know there will be an election in the early 2025 months, so we can talk a little bit about that and maybe what's on the horizon for SARM coming up here as well.
You bet.
We'll talk more with our SARM leaders when we come back on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Well, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Happy to have a couple of guests in studio with me, Ray Orb and Bill Huber, both with SARM. Ray Orb has been president of SARM for the last 9 years and just announced live this morning on the Evan Bray Show that he's calling it quits. I would have never called you a quitter before, Ray. 20 years at SARM. Good for you. I'm happy for you. I'm excited. I'm sure your family's excited as well.
Absolutely. We're all excited about this. And I guess on the downside, my children already have plans for me. You know, I've got a lot of work to do.
You got a to-do list. That's good. Well, listen, as Ray is set to ride off into the sunset, Bill, your to-do list just got a little bit longer. You're stepping into the president's role here until the next election. What are some of the things? I know there was a list of resolutions and priorities set at your meeting this past spring. What are some of the things you're focusing on?
Well, number one, first of all, I'd just like to mention that moving into the position of acting president is an honor for me. And I've got the full support of my wife and my family to do this. And
which is important.
Which is very, very important for me. I've been involved in public life for a number of years. But some of the priorities that we're focused on now is, of course, infrastructure to serve our rural members. And we've got to look after them. We've got the RIG program that's administered mm-hmm. by us and funded by the highways. And like we talked about a little bit ago, there's 1,400 bridges in this province, and our funding—it's
amazing to me, Bill.
It is
1,400 in the province of Saskatchewan. Yeah. I would have never thought we had that many bridges.
Right, and it's all about money. You know, there's never enough money. Yeah. Originally, when this program first came out, there was about $45 million, and then it went to 25, and I think we're at 16.1 now. And of course, you know, construction costs have gone up, and you know, maintenance costs. It's more expensive to have contractors, so we're always looking for more money there. And working very closely with the Ministry of Highways. In fact, just a couple months ago, we did have a meeting with the Minister of Highways in our MO committee. Some of the other things, of course, are our relationships with some of our counterparts in Western Canada, the
right.
Alberta Association of Municipalities, Manitoba, and ourselves, you know, our Rural Prairies Association, and some of the ways we can work together on lobby groups going to Ottawa right. to ask for certain things. It's always tough when we get to Ottawa. We don't have a lot of wins, but we got to keep knocking on their door and fighting to support our members in this province and work closely with our provincial counterparts here.
You know, I was curious. We had a conversation, Ray, not long after your meeting this spring about the Marshall program, and there was a resolution at your spring meeting to support the Marshalls. However, I think we're seeing a few RMs in the province maybe step away from that.
Yeah, it was actually the resolution was to support, but it actually read to not oppose it.
Okay.
So we've been meeting with Rob Cameron, the Chief Marshal, and Paula Merriam, and you know, on a fairly regular basis, so
right.
I had a better understanding of what they're trying to do. I know there are some groups out there that think it's still a concern, but I think rest assured that we're trying to work with the Marshals and the Ministry of Public Safety as best we can, mm-hmm. keeping in mind. We also work with Rhonda Blackmore with the RCMP. We fully support the RCMP.
Right.
We would like more officers that are trained at F Division to stay in this province.
Yes, and I know that the Paul Merriman, who was on my show yesterday, they've made an investment to try and make that happen, fill some of those vacancies. But rural, we've only got about a minute left. But Bill, rural crime has been a problem for years, but it seems to be getting worse.
Yes, it is. And it's unfortunate because we're short of RCMP officers, mm-hmm. and you know, there's rural Saskatchewan is you know, the population is dwindling in rural Saskatchewan, and the crime is getting worse, and farmers' equity in their operation and their assets are valuable stuff, and it's disappointing to see some of that stuff mm-hmm. being taken from them through crime and stuff.
Well, we are we're up against the clock here. We're at the end of our conversation. Ray, does this mean you're never coming back to visit me again, or you're just going to be wearing like a Hawaiian shirt and shorts the next time you're here?
I might be doing that, actually. I would look forward to coming back again in the future. But, Evan, I want to thank you very much this morning for hosting us.
Yeah, no, I'm happy to. And, Bill, you're stuck with me, so I hope that you and I can continue to communicate. You're welcome to pop in or give me a call anytime. I appreciate the work that SARM does in our province. It's a very, very important organization. Leaders like yourselves make all the difference. So best of luck, Bill, with your new journey here. Congratulations on that. And Ray, super happy for you. Proud of the work you've done. Thanks for what you've done for this province.
Thank you, Evan. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Evan. Look
Ray
forward.
Orb, president of the Saskatchewan Association of Rural Municipalities, and Bill Huber, who is SARM's vice president, will be stepping into the president's role. And of course, an election will be held early in 2025. You're listening to 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.